teleportation and the quantum theory. According to Newtonian theory, teleportation is clearly impossible. Newton's laws are based on the idea that matter is made of tiny, hard billiard balls. Objects do not move until they are pushed. Objects do not suddenly disappear and reappear somewhere else. But in the quantum theory, that's precisely what particles can do. Newton's laws, which held sway for 250 years, were overthrown in 1925 when Werner Heisenberg, Erwin Schrödinger, and their colleagues developed the quantum theory. When analyzing the bizarre properties of atoms, physicists discovered that electrons acted like waves and could make quantum leaps in their seemingly chaotic motions within the atom. The man most closely associated with these quantum waves is the Viennese physicist Erwin Schrödinger, who wrote down the celebrated wave equation that bears his name, one of the most important in all of physics and chemistry. Entire courses in graduate school are devoted to solving his famous equation, and entire walls of physics libraries are full of books that examine its profound consequences. In principle, the sum total of all of chemistry can be reduced to solutions to this equation. In 1905, Einstein had shown that waves of light can have particle-like properties. That is, they can be described as packets of energy called photons. But by the 1920s, it was becoming apparent to Schrödinger that the opposite was also true, that particles like electrons could exhibit wave-like behavior. This idea was first pointed out by French physicist Louis de Broglie, who won the Nobel Prize for this conjecture. We demonstrate this to our undergraduate students at our university. We fire electrons inside a cathode ray tube, like those commonly found in TVs. The electrons pass through a tiny hole, so normally you would expect to see a tiny dot where the electrons hit the TV screen. Instead, you find concentric wave-like rings, which you would expect if a wave had passed through the hole, not a point particle. One day, Schrödinger gave a lecture on this curious phenomena. He was challenged by a fellow physicist, Peter Debye, who asked him, "If electrons are described by waves, then what is their wave equation?" Ever since Newton created the calculus, physicists had been able to describe waves in terms of differential equations. So Schrödinger took Debye's question as a challenge to write down the differential equation for electron waves. That month, Schrödinger went on vacation, and when he came back, he had that equation. So in the same way that Maxwell before him had taken the force fields of Faraday and extracted Maxwell's equations for light, Schrödinger took the matter waves of de Broglie and extracted Schrödinger's equations for electrons. Historians of science have spent some effort trying to track down precisely what Schrödinger was doing when he discovered his celebrated equation that forever changed the landscape of modern physics and chemistry. Apparently, Schrödinger was a believer in free love and would often be accompanied on vacation by his mistresses and his wife. He even kept a detailed diary account of all his numerous lovers with elaborate codes concerning each encounter. Historians now believe that he was in the Via Herwig in the Alps with one of his girlfriends the weekend that he discovered his equation. When Schrödinger began to solve his equation for the hydrogen atom, he found, much to his surprise, the precise energy levels of hydrogen that had been carefully cataloged by previous physicists. He then realized that the old picture of the atom by Niels Bohr, showing electrons whizzing around the nucleus, which is used even today in books and advertisements when trying to symbolize modern science, was actually wrong. These orbits would have to be replaced by waves surrounding the nucleus. Schrödinger's work sent shockwaves as well through the physics community. Suddenly, physicists were able to peer inside the atom itself, to examine in detail the waves that made up its electron shells, and to extract precise predictions for these energy levels that fit the data perfectly. But there was still a nagging question that haunts physics even today. If the electron is described by a wave, then what is waving? This has been answered by physicist Max Born, who said that these waves are actually waves of probability. These waves tell you only the chance of finding a particular electron at any place and any time. In other words, the electron is a particle, but the probability of finding that particle is given by Schrödinger's wave. The larger the wave, the greater the chance of finding the particle at that point.